Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
This is Jerry, and the Pacemakers bring us back. Jerry with the G. I'm Jim with the J. Welcome back, Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, at your service. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. The number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Barbara Rembisa. She's the founder of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers, IAITAM.org. It's an education group, right, Barbara? You guys teach IT managers how to do a better job of especially communicating to their customers, right?
We bridge the gap between technology and business.
So you are the Rosetta Stone, aren't you?
We are. That's a very good description. Yeah.
So one of the things I want to point out, and the reason why this is so important, education, communication, understanding is essential between the IT brainiacs and the people who write the checks and the people who work for them. And we had a couple of interesting things happen. There's a headline I saw recently: the year of ransomware, 2020, the year of ransomware. There's been a lot of big time ransomware events this year. Yesterday, United Health Systems, a giant hospital system, was hit with a major ransomware attack. We still don't know, I don't think, how much it's going to cost them to get that fixed or what it's going to take. At the same time, Microsoft 365 had an outage yesterday. I'm not sure. I think they're probably back online. So these are things that are happening. The bad guys are everywhere, and if owners and employees don't understand A, the potential for damage, and B, what they have to do to protect themselves, if that's not something that's explained clearly and understandably, without any kind of, being arrogant or frustrating or intimidating, if that can't be explained properly, then a business has got a problem. And that's why you're doing what you're doing, isn't it, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely. Executives, they have to understand that without technology, they do not have a business. There's not a business out there that can survive today without technology. And if they're not managing that technology as their business, they will not have a business. So whether it's moving into the virtual world, protecting themselves against ransomware, or understanding their contracts and how they affect, something as simple as compliance.
Let's talk about compliance for a second, Barbara, because this is something I've been reminding people about since the 1990s. You know, in the 90s, we got quality letters. If you can't meet our quality expectations, you can't bid. Then we got Y2K letter. If you can't match our Y2K expectations, you can't bid. And then we got sustainability letters. And then we got other letters. And then now we're getting COVID letters. If you can't show how you and before long we're going to be getting blockchain letters. We have to when we get these specifications for bids. As you said, a lot of it's heavy on technology expectations. Our IT managers have to be part of that proposal, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know the first slogan when ITAM first started back in 2002?
No.
Was educate, don't litigate, compliance.
I like it.
If you educate your executives and you educate your IT managers on what is expected, most will comply. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing today. If you educate on what is expected, most businesses will comply. You just have to educate them on what they need to do, and they will do the right thing.
And as smart as they are about the digital, they've got to understand the management mind. They've got to think like a manager before they make requests. And one of the things I'd like to ask you, let's wrap up on, is sometimes You know, IT manager could have different jobs. One could be a network guy, a person. Another could be a assistance person. Another could be a developer. And sometimes the owner gets caught in the crossfire, and that's not good. How do we solve that?
Again, education, communication. You know, you got to understand what is going to bring the best value back to the organization. And
but
know,
somebody's got to be in the middle there. Somebody's got to be in the middle directing traffic, because sometimes the developer and the network people point their fingers at each other. And that's maddening to
an absolutely.
Owner. So how do we solve that?
Absolutely. And well, again, you got to look at what's going to bring the best value back to the organization.
Yeah.
What's going to bring the best value back for the project? You know, have clear, concise requirements for the project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to watch that scope creep.
Well, tell your IT managers to at some point in time, take responsibility. I know I'm not saying they don't all do it, but so take responsibility and stop. I mean, I've seen projects shut down because they couldn't get over each other. They kept pointing their finger at each other.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. You know, a lot of projects fail because of that reason.
Yeah. So folks, I need your website one more time, Barbara.
It's IAITAM.org, ITAM.org.
She's working hard to bridge this communication gap, folks, and it's sorely needed. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will.
It's Dr. Barbara Rembisa.
Anytime.
She'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingly. I promise. I'll be right back.
My desire, and I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.